Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. And top of the morning, March 28th, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill, and Mike Overson with Luminate Bank. Scott and I, we are with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Always enjoy being here. We are live each week, 612-294-6949. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at any point to interrupt us. Scott, good morning to you, buddy.
Yep, good to be here. Appreciate everybody, excuse me, tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We are here every Saturday, and have been doing it for about 20-something years. We love your comments and feedback during the show. We're going to talk everything real estate and mortgage related as it relates to the Twin City market. So please go ahead and 612-294-6949 is our direct line. You can call if you are brave enough to go on air with Mr. O'Neill, or you can text us any questions that you have, and we will take them as they come in.
Yeah, again, Mike Overson, Luminate Bank, have been our longtime partner, mortgage finance partner. They are a great local bank right here in the Twin Cities. And this is a fun show. We enjoy being here every Saturday morning, talking all things real estate related, mortgage related. We've got Steve Groen coming up a little bit later with AJ Albert's Plumbing. He does an awesome job. Scott, a lot going on in the market here. It is, gosh, it's hard to believe, end of March already.
It is, and we're going to get into I've got a customer service announcement. I need somebody to take my dog Starbucks. I put that out on Facebook. So if you go to Scott Wolmering on Facebook, you'll see a posting I did a couple weeks ago. She is 6 years old, an incredible dog, great with kids and with other pets. And unfortunately, my living situation is such that I am actually going to not be able to bring her with me. And so, again, if you're looking for an addition to your household, go ahead and just text in the show. I'll call you afterwards. But she's a great dog, super dog.
Are you moving in with
what kind of dog is it again?
I'm moving in with my ex-wife. Yes. So, and unfortunately, it does not work.
612-294-6949. Yep, is how you can reach us, 612-294-6949. The first segment here, we always like to do a real estate update and a mortgage update. The mortgage update from, again, Mike Overson, Luminate Bank, interest rate-wise, where are rates at this time? Mike sent out an email yesterday. The average 30-year fixed right now is about 6.62%, and he said last year at this time, they're just a little bit, slightly lower. Last year was 6.65%, so very similar to last year at this time, but again, in the last 30 to 45 days, rates have risen with the war that has, the war in Iran, obviously, and oil prices and everything that's changed. Rates have gone up a little bit, Scott. But real estate numbers here, new listings in the Twin Cities down year over year. There were 1,368 new properties that came out of the market. Pending sales also down, 877. And then the overall inventory of homes for sale is up slightly, up 4%, 8,269. Still historically low, Scott, but a few more homes, which is encouraging.
Well, yeah, the homes are encouraging. The problem is everything else is not. You know, we're down in the two areas that make the biggest difference, which is new home sales and new homes coming on the market are both down. The problem is even though the rates are lower than they were a year ago last time, everybody hated the rates a year ago. And now, you know, we went into the high fives 30 days ago, and now we're back to, you know, upper sixes creeping on seven. So what's happened is even though applications with Mike Overson and applications with all lenders is through the roof, nobody's buying. I mean, I shouldn't say that. There's a caution. There's a caution out there you can feel that people are just kind of waiting to see what's happening. I'm seeing a lot of price reductions come across my desk. I'm getting a lot of people reaching out saying, hey, your buyers meet my criteria on my listing. Those are kind of agent things that always tell you that we got a little bit of a blip in the radar here where people are a little bit cautious.
Yeah, and I think part of it, Scott, maybe that feeling you have too is, you know, over the last 5-7 years, we've had times where the market has just been so crazy busy. 4 offers, 6 offers, 8 offers, 10 offers. So when you get, you know, 3 or 4 showings on a house and maybe 1 offer, you know, it can feel noticeably slower. Is stuff selling here in the Twin Cities? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Just as a small example, you know, with our team, the Minnesota real estate team, we have a little internal sales board where we recognize agents on sales. Every day, Monday through Friday, there's probably 5 to 7 sales that we're seeing. So stuff is selling, but we are seeing price reductions. Pricing is more important than ever, Scott. I would say 400 and under is still a lot of activity, multiple offers. As you're getting above 400,000, a little bit slower, and pricing is more crucial.
Well, and I think that tells you exactly what's happened in a year, because a year ago, we would have said anything under 500,000 was moving quickly. And now a year later, you know, rates are down. So, you know, you would think, well, they should be moving more aggressively. But when people get a taste of what 5.75 can do for them, and now we're back to 6.75 or 6.6, you know, you get into that, we joke a lot on the show, you get that payment shock that comes back. And so so right now, if you are aggressive on price in any price range, I don't care if it's 250 to 2.5 million, you are going to find out that this market is different. You need to be very, very precise on your marketing and on your pricing.
Here's an interesting stat, though, Scott, and we get this from the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. Shared this stat that says home ownership remains more affordable than renting a 3-bedroom property in the majority of U.S. counties.
Yeah.
According to Adam Research, ATTOM, typical home ownership expenses take up a smaller share of residents' income than rent in 57% of the 364 counties with sufficient data. So renting is more expensive in 57% of the counties around the entire country. And I know, Scott, we're up against a break. We can keep chatting about it, but I can tell you have some thoughts.
Yeah, I do. And we'll handle it when we come back. But yes, there's no doubt that it's still cheaper to buy a house, but you got to have the cash to be able to buy it. And obviously the only way to be able to accrue wealth is by home ownership, not renting. And so we'll cover that when we get back.
Scott, just real briefly, what kind of dog again and how old?
She's an American Bully, which is a full breed. She was actually a show dog. Now she's just for loving. She's a little bit over 6 years old. So they live to be about 12-ish years old. But again, just a sweetheart. Everybody loves her. She loves everybody. So transitioning to another family will be very, very easy.
We're up against our first break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. 612-294-6949 is how you can connect with us at any point. Feel free to reach out with phone calls or texts. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Every week, welcome your questions, comments, and thoughts. Scott had an announcement. I've got a brief announcement. Scott, you know what time it is.
It is time for the O'Neill Foundation of Hope Minute.
The Minute of Hope. Minute of Hope. We got an exciting announcement this week. We have a new house to share. It is called the St. Bridget House of Hope. It's opening May 1st in Bloomington. It's a 3-bed, 2-bath, 2,000-square-foot home. It's designed to offer a fresh start for any families or individuals going through a difficult season. Scott, last year we began the Houses of Hope initiative. The first one was named after Mom and Dad, Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope, which is an up-and-down duplex in Bloomington. And this initiative isn't just about housing. It's a 6 to 12 month opportunity for stability, responsibility, and growth. Residents commit to working or actively seeking work, saving money, improving financial habits, caring for the home, preparing for long-term housing. There's no rent charged during the stay. However, residents contribute by paying utilities and sharing responsibility for the home. Again, it's a 6 to 12 month stay. We, as the foundation, walk alongside each guest with guidance, encouragement, kindness, accountability. Who may this be a fit for? Could be a single parent or a family facing unexpected and multiple hardships. someone in a major life transition, someone ready to move forward but needing stability. Why St. Bridget? People have asked. St. Bridget of Kildare in Ireland was known for her quiet hospitality, care for the poor, and creating places where people could rest, be treated with dignity, and begin again. That's our hope for this home as well. We are doing a public open house in early May with more details to come. You can go to o'neillhope.org to nominate someone. Thank you for supporting the initiative through prayer, encouragement, or giving. Scott, we're excited about the house. We've got some pictures on our website. It's a beautiful rambler in Bloomington. Excited about it. It's got that Irish green as well, named after St. Bridget.
So cool. It's fun having a Catholic friend because you get to learn about all the saints. I said, St. Bridget, who's that? Oh, that's the saint of Bloomington Ramblers and short-term leases. I'm like, God, I didn't know they had that saint.
St. Bridget. Yeah, Steve Groen, good morning, bud. Owner of a wonderful company, heck of a good guy. We're happy to have you here on air with us, Steve.
Always good to be back. Talk about water softeners, carbon filters, anything plumbing here at A.G. Albert's Plumbing. You know, we want to bring it back to the foundation for a sec. We were talking about Percy Ross earlier, because I used to read about him in the newspapers. He was the philanthropist. You're a little bit like you're a modern-day Percy Ross. You have these common situations. You're helping people out several times per week on average, and you do it in a very humble way. So, you're changing the world. The world needs more Ryan O'Neill.
You're too kind. It's a group effort. Lots of good people at the foundation. A lot of everybody. We're all doing our own small part, and we even Scott's helping in a lot of great ways there, young man. You're doing a lot.
See, I'm not helping at all. That's what Ryan does. I'll involve everyone, make them feel good. Nope, not helping at all. This is definitely on them, and you guys do an incredible job. I'd like to say hello to Angela Fink. She just came in. She's in Arizona, a licensed agent in Arizona. So if anybody ever needs any help down there, give us a call. I'll put you in touch with Angela. She is an incredibly good agent.
Yeah, outstanding agent. And again, 612-294-6949 is how you can reach out. This one just said, greetings. Just heard you mention renting versus buying. What are your thoughts about all the building of apartment buildings? Will that make everyone that owns a house to have even higher property taxes? That's an interesting thought. Will building all those require increased property tax charge expense? Any thoughts on that, Scott?
Yeah, I don't think that's, well, maybe you'll disagree with me, but I don't think that is in the algorithm that decides what your property taxes are. But it is interesting because if you think about it, if you have less people owning, obviously the revenue's got to come from somewhere. So maybe there would be, but I don't think so. But it is interesting. I've been doing this for God forever, 28 years, and I've never seen a market where it is harder to get in as a homeowner for a couple reasons. One, if you're a minimum down entry-level person, you're competing with 5, 10, 15 offers. Renting is extremely expensive. So a one-bedroom newer building, let's say, for example, in Apple Valley or Lakeville, is about $1,800 to $2,000. That's for a one-bedroom.
Yeah, spendy.
And so if you think about it, a $350,000, and I'll say this because I just sold one, so I know exactly what the payment is, but $357,000 home, townhome, is a payment of about $2,500 a month. And so you'd much rather buy that and be able to have that payment than getting a one-bedroom apartment for $2,500. But you got to be able to have the down payment. You got to be able to compete to get it.
Yeah, affordability is definitely an issue. Of course, you've got to save the money for the down payment. And so, again, even if you can afford the property, Steve, you've got to save that money up to get that nest egg. Even so, FHA is 3.5% down, but think of that. So 3.5% of 300,000 is 10,000. What is that? 10,500. So thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, I'll bring it back in just a sec.
Yeah,
I just sold my mom's condo.
Did! Congratulations,
yeah.
It was on the market for
10 months. It was 135, dropped to 125, 115. Let's just say it sold for 120, though.
Okay, so 120. It was in Edina, right? The condo in Edina.
Yep.
Thanks for listing it with Scott,
yeah,
by
with
the way.
Both of us. We would have got it sold in how long did it take? Ten months.
We would
have sold that.
We got a jab, yeah, friend.
We would have sold it 9.5 months.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we always told you don't list it too high because it's going to keep coming down. People think
we still love you, friend.
All right. Anyways.
He lost his train of thought now.
Oh, no. So if you throw $120K in the market, you're going to get, round numbers, 10% interest on that. $12K for the year. My condo fees at that, or my mom's condo fees, were $600 a month. You throw in taxes, you're pushing $1,800 a month.
Yes.
I happen to have a one-bedroom condo or one-bedroom apartment. It's $1,800 a month.
Sure.
Yep.
And my mom's condo didn't have a washer and dryer. You had to walk down the hall. There was no walkout patio, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then I have the flexibility to, you know, go somewhere. Yep. So obviously I don't own it, but you start doing the math there. It's really hard. Now, that's at a low price, $120. You start going up from there, and it gets tough. You do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is what we talk about with people all the time. It's the difference between affordability and end value, let's say it, for example. So can you afford the payment? And then is what you're buying going to go up in value? And I would argue that one of the reasons that condos, even at a lower price range, are harder to sell is that the upside on that, you're buying this for $115, a year from now it's not worth $200. You buy a single family home at $300, a year from now it's probably worth $350. And so you get into that type of thing. It's like, well, are you better off renting than buying a condo? You could make the arguments that maybe you're not, because maybe the condo is only moving at, you know, maybe 2% a year. Yep. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and thank you again, Steve, for working with
us. Yes, we appreciate that.
All right, we got to stop jabbing you. No, but you think about it, Steve. You do bring up a good point, and I think we had another texter that said, why are so many apartments being built? I think, you know, the Twin Cities, there's a lot of people moving to the Twin Cities area, you know, through employment, having a stronger employment base here compared to a lot of parts of the country. And I think, you know, there's that demand, and with the harder ability to get into housing, you know, people have to live somewhere. And so, but yeah, that's part of the issue going on with the market, Steve.
Yeah, it's a challenge. And I'm thinking about it too, because I've rented for a while and some point I'm going to buy. Maybe, would you be my listing agent? Would you handle me personally, Ryan?
Absolutely, Steve. Absolutely. Or Mr. Scott, you'd be in better hands with that young man there.
No, I'm extremely offended about the condo, so I'll never work with Steve.
Actually, it took so long, and you would have made so little money, you'd be like, thank God you didn't call me on that one. So.
No, well, and I think it brings up, it's actually an interesting point, because I think one thing, we had a lot of just fellow friends at different agencies and teams, and we're always very broker-friendly on here, just having friends at all the companies. That's part of this business, and I suppose it's like any business. As you have friends, family members, different people who work with different folks for different reasons, and you have to just kind of be able to roll with it. Sometimes
we've made fun of people through the years forever. We'll have people that call on the show that are like, oh my gosh, guys, we've been listening for the last 5 years and your information has been so helpful. We just bought our first house and wherever. And, you know, we always chuckle, you know, I'm glad we could be of help, but we truly do are glad we could be of help. I mean, obviously we would love to help everybody on the planet to buy and sell houses. That's what we do for a living. But we're also reasonable enough to understand that everybody has relationships. You know, you've got brothers that sell houses. You've got sisters that sell houses.
Yep.
You know, you've got your agent that you've worked with for 20 years. Well, we're more than that. Of course, we want you working with that person. You're being loyal.
Hey, we're going to dive in deep with Steve's segment next after the break here. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. Before we do, however, I had two listings I wanted to hit. Ryan DeRody, awesome agent on the Minnesota real estate team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Steve has one in Eagan, 1266 Timber Shore Lane in Eagan for $255,000. This is a townhome, two bed, two bath, two car garage, has new carpet throughout, freshly painted, has a new roof and water softener in 2025. It's a walkout lower level. It's got hardwood floors, knockdown ceilings, recessed lighting, maple cabinets. A great location. It's just minutes to Lebanon Hills Regional Park, restaurants, and the airport. 1266 Timber Shore Lane in Eagan for $255,000. And the other property is Mr. McNair. Andy McNair has one in Farmington. This is a townhome, three bed, three bath, end unit. It's listed for $345,000. It's 21902 Denton Avenue in Farmington. It's 2 years old. It's immaculately well-maintained, 1,800 finished square feet. It's got an open concept, great design, kitchen for cooking, entertaining, a very peaceful, quiet patio. Again, three bed, three bath, 21902 Denton Avenue in Farmington for $345,000. Two great properties. Be sure to check those out. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show, March 28th. We are live here at CCO every weekend. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts, 612-294-6949. Before we dive in with Steve Grohn, with AJ Alberts, we've got a listing, Scott. This one's in Chanhassen on a beautiful lake, 9235 Lake Riley Boulevard. Listed for $2.298 million. It is 330 feet of flat lakeshore. It's a rare peninsula property located in Chanhassen. It's on Lake Riley, which is a fully recreational 300-plus acre lake. Four bed, four bath, over 4,200 square feet. It was newly remodeled in 2024 by Boyer Building Corp. It's got a re-landscaped lakeshore in 2025 and panoramic views from almost every window in the house. 9235 Lake Riley Boulevard, beautiful property. Tanya Romer has that listed with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Be sure to check that out. And our other one, Scott, Laura Antolik, a great agent, has one in Bloomington, 10430 Decatur Avenue for $269 in Bloomington. It's a two-bed, two-bath, two-car garage, end-unit townhome. It's in West Bloomington. Lots of updates on this one. Stainless steel appliances, new flooring, fresh paint, new air conditioner, roof. It's a great home for entertaining. It's got a large deck and a walkout lower level. Very quiet neighborhood. Again, in West Bloomington, a well-run association. Low monthly fees and rentals are allowed. It's move-in ready and priced well, Laura says. She's doing an open house today, Saturday, 12 to 1:30, Sunday, 12 to 2, 10430 Decatur Avenue South in Bloomington for $269.9. Steve, sounds like a nice property. What about moving to West Bloomington there, young man?
I'm in Bloomington.
I know. Oh, you are?
Yeah, I live in Bloomington. Oh. We're like neighbors.
Well, we are neighbors, West Bloomington. What about moving to a new spot in West Bloomington?
Maybe you get a house for sale.
Hey, Steve is a great guy. He is one of our trusted partners. He owns a company. It's called AJ Alberts Plumbing. So with our show, we have probably 20 longtime partners that work with the Minnesota Real Estate Team. These are not just random people that we've found on the street. These are folks that help our agents and, most importantly, help our customers do a wonderful job. And represent us and represent the team well. Plumbing, obviously, everybody needs a plumber. AJ Alberts Plumber. Steve, you are the owner. Good morning to you, bud. Thanks again for being here.
Yeah, good to be here. So on our company, it's not just plumbing. Probably a third or if not more of my business is water conditioning. So it's water softeners, carbon filters, RO systems. So when you drink water and you wonder, is this good for me? We can answer those questions. We test the wire for free, complete and exhaustive testing. And we carry all the products that, you know, bigger companies and water conditioning companies like, you know, I won't say their names, rhymes with Mulligan.
No, that's sure, kind of thing. Yeah.
You're into golf here. But, yeah, and my products are just as good or better, and the work's done by actual plumbers. So when it comes to any type of water softeners, water conditioning, we do all that. And in addition, we do complete remodeling, repipes. I have 10 plumbers. Four of my guys are master plumbers. In fact, I got a call from a realtor a couple of days ago. There's a home inspection, a TIF report that came out, all these issues, and they actually needed a permit pulled with the city. And so I sent a plumber over there. Well, it turns out they had the handyman out, and they didn't even they remodeled the home, but they didn't have venting for the plumbing.
Oh, sure.
No venting. Mm. So we were able to pull the permit and then knock out the work so the home could be sold. And so we work with realtors every day. Someone will need something done to make a transaction go through, and very, very timely and good prices. You know, a lot of times people have had a lot of, there's a lot of my competitors, big ones, I won't name names, but they're private equity firms. I mean, huge, they, some of the biggest here in town. And so we're just locally owned. You don't see me on a billboard anywhere. You don't see me on TV. So that's our company.
So when you test water, so I don't have a filtration system in my house. I never did. I just drink out of the tap I always have. But when you test water, what are some of the things in there that is harmful to you that is removed or added when you do your system?
First and foremost, a water softener takes out calcium and a bunch of other stuff to make it softer. Now, people in the city water, you know, it's down to 4 or 5 grains hardness. A lot of people say you don't need it. You actually do. That's one. The second is a carbon filter. So if you drink water from a Brita filter, that's going through a type of carbon to clean it. And what it's primarily taking out is chlorine. And to make chlorine last longer, they put a known carcinogen in the water called chloramine to extend the life. And it's like, you know, chlorine, we used it. It was a gas in World War I to kill people, yeah. But it kills bacteria. So a carbon filter takes out the chlorine and chloramine. So when you're showering and you smell that chlorine, it's going in your lungs. It's going in your skin. Your skin's your biggest organ on your body. So we install whole home carbon filters to take that out, and you could basically drink from any faucet in your house. And then in addition, a reverse osmosis, which has like 4 filters to it, and then that ultimately really, really cleans the water, super clean water. And all sorts of studies, when you drink water out of a plastic bottle, that's just horrible. That's the PFAS, the forever chemicals, the petroleum crap, and there's hundreds of types of PFAS. So we remove all that. I think when the dust settles and people start really looking at why aren't we healthier as humans? It's the water we drink. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and probably how much we move. Simple stuff, but we take care of the water.
Well, I know it's a big thing, and I've talked to you about this, Ryan, that men that are in their 20s, you know, like 20 to, let's say, 30 years old, that their testosterone levels are at a, I mean, ridiculous low amount. Like one of my son-in-laws, I think it was like 130. I mean, you know, like you should be at 1,000. And so very, very low. And a lot of what you're talking about, Steve, is what they found out. It's the drinking water where that's not been removed. It's the plastic that's in everything that you eat or drink. So like he, for example, will not put anything in a microwave that uses plastic anymore.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I only eat out of things that are where I store food in glass. Try to avoid plastic bags. You go to the grocery store, avoid plastic altogether as much as I possibly can. That's huge. And as far as the testosterone goes, you got low testosterone. There's 4 or 5 things you have to do before you start taking TRT or whatever. Mm-hmm. One's get your sleep. 2 is quit drinking. 3 is get your weight in line. And 4, make damn sure you're putting the stuff in your body that your body wants. What you put in your body is what your body turns into.
That's
so
right.
Do you really want it to turn into a Dorito? Is that what you want?
That's right.
Yes, I love Doritos.
You do like Doritos. Yeah.
Rye, do you like Doritos, bud?
I'm not big on Doritos.
You're
no.
not?
Yeah, it gets messy and, you know, your fingers.
Even flaming
gross.
Hot Doritos?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, those are crack to me.
No,
I barely eat them, but,
what
man,
was the
they're
kind
so good.
In the blue bag, what was the one that came out? It was
the Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. Oh, man. How can you not like a Dorito? I mean, that. Steve, I'm looking at the picture at MN Real Estate Show and seeing your team. You bring up an interesting point. Have a lot of the companies, whether it's electricians, plumbers, a lot of the home companies been bought by corporate entities? Is there a lot of that happening in the Twin Cities compared to, you know, you're a private owner, you're a regular guy here in the Twin Cities that owns a company. What are you seeing?
Oh, yeah, this is not recent. This has been going on for years. But a lot of the I'm not going to go into names here, but a lot of the names, and you'll see them on TV, they've been bought. They're private equity. And the franchises, I would argue, are very similar because they have to pay piles. I used to be part of a franchise fee. You had to pay 5% off the top. So if you didn't collect something or you know, you had credit card fees. No, it was on the top line. Well, 5% is a big number.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies don't even make 5%. And then all that stuff has to get marked up. And companies have to make money, so it's just they just charge more and more. But our overhead's in line. Everyone at my company actually works. There's not – we don't have, like, a lot of overhead and management. And we don't even have an extra truck. But we have really – we have new trucks.
AJ Alberts, you guys work all over the Twin Cities?
Seven County, licensed in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Western Wisconsin. And I do have a special. Can I mention it?
Please do.
Okay. There's a catch to it, though. Okay. Here's the deal. Any plumbing or in-home trade company is going to charge a travel charge to come out to the home. We do. Ours is $89. It's been that way for 10 years. We don't waive it typically, but anyone who calls AJ Alberts Plumbing today and books an appointment, we will waive that $89 travel fee.
Do they just have to mention they heard it on the radio?
Yep. Mention you heard it on the radio. You can also book online, same thing, and we will waive the $89 travel charge. You call on Monday, not going to work. This is a today special. It's a right now. And you have to be listening. I have no offering of free travel fees out there at all, you know.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. We're going to continue the discussion with Steve Groen from AJ Alberts Plumbing. Again, water softeners, water heaters, carbon filters, iron filters, reverse osmosis water filtration systems, boiler replacement, hydronic heating, toilets, faucets, garbage disposals, sump pumps, gas lines, you name it, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, people convert to a gas stove. You need a gas line? We do those. You're tired of hauling propane back and forth for the grill? We install a new gas line for the grill. So basically, if it touches water or gas in the home,
We can do it. Hey, it's the final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you listening. 612-294-6949. It's the end of March, and this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We've got a couple other featured listings. Melissa Martinez has a great listing in Bloomington, 9344 Nesbitt Road, for $415,000. This is a remodeled three-bed, three-bath townhome. It's got a tuck-under, heated two-car garage, vaulted ceilings, rich hardwood floors, a beautiful brick surround fireplaces, two laundry areas. It's near Highland, Scott, Highland Lake Park Preserve. You got an open house today, the 28th, and tomorrow, the 29th, from 12 to 2. Melissa's an awesome agent, Melissa Martinez, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus, 9344 Nesbitt Road in Bloomington, for $415,000. Check out that open. And our last one, Scott, Mike Hilber, great agent on the team, has one up in Lindstrom. This one is 11773 North Meadow Curve for $419,000. Mike said, welcome to North Meadows. It's one of the most desirable pockets of the Chisago Lakes area. It is a split-entry home built in 2001, 2,255 finished square feet, four-bed, three bath, got beautiful wood floors, vaulted ceilings. You've got a very nice private backyard area with a giant deck, complete with a heated pool, Scott. It's got a pool, a hot tub, a fully fenced yard. Mike says perfect for relaxed evenings, summer gatherings. And it's a heated three-car garage, along with a new furnace and air conditioning system installed in 2022 and a new roof last year, 2025. Again, living in the Chisago Lakes area means embracing a lifestyle, Mike says, that blends small-town charm with outdoor adventure, countless lakes, parks, trails nearby. $419,900 for that one, 11773 North Meadow Curve in Lindstrom for $419,900. What do you think of that one, Scott?
Very, very nice. You know, we talk almost every show about, in fact, I got a text, well, what's the hot, who should be doing what? We talk about that a lot. Every market, whether it's down or whether it's up, has a group of people that are still going to benefit from it. So right now, if you are in the real estate market, who should be involved? If you are a buyer without anything to sell, you've got an additional 2-3 week window here that would not be here unless the war happened.
Yep.
So, yeah, the war is bad for the overall market. You know, less sales happening, appreciation is kind of shut down. But if you're a buyer, you're not competing against 20 offers. So if you are out there right now and you're just buying a home and you're not listing, plug in, because you've got a short window before all of a sudden, if you're a minimum down FHA buyer or you're a VA buyer or a 5% down conventional buyer, in 2-3 weeks, you're going to get squeezed out of the market. So you've got an extension here. If you are a buyer, you don't have anything to sell, get busy with your agent, get busy buying.
Hey, Steve Grohn, AJ Alberts Plumbing, had a question in regards to the water system plumbing. Do you also work on in-floor heat plumbing?
Yes, we do. Basically, anything that involves heating water, so radiant heat, radiators, in-floor heating, boilers, any sort of power vent water heaters, tankless water heaters, basically anything that heats water. It's reminded me of a joke. Have you ever seen that $10 haircut ad? You know, you're walking down the street and you say, you know, haircuts, $10.
Ryan has. That's where he gets his
haircut. $10 haircut.
That's where
thank
he gets
you.
His haircut.
Yeah,
haircut.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look at Ryan Purpose. He had to even laugh at that one.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
It's at least a $12 haircut. Anyway. And then the next store is another hair salon that says we fix $10 haircuts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So at any rate, we fix bad plumbing. That's what we do. We fix bad plumbing.
Well,
we can certainly. So whether it's remodeling, our guys will get out there, just knock it out. All the stuff that's not fun to
Hey,
do.
How do people get a hold of you? Just so before we wrap it up.
AJAlberts.com. That's where you can schedule an appointment. Remember, if you schedule today, we will waive our normal $89 travel fee. But that's probably the best way. Just Google AJ Alberts Plumbing. You'll find us, and you can connect with us that way.
Nice job, as always, young man. Well done, Scott. It's always fun having Steve on, isn't it?
It is. And what he was saying, when you go out and you fix the problem that the previous plumber had. For any agents that out there that are kind of the top of their trade, we all run into this all the time. We'll get a call, hey, Scott, my house expired, you know, couldn't sell it, can you come out and take a look at it? And then you walk in and find out what they did from a pricing standpoint, what they did from a marketing standpoint, and you're just, it was a mess. And of course, you don't want to throw the other agent under the bus, so to speak. But when you go out and you find something that is so screwed up, so when you say that, it's like, we all walk into it.
Yeah, 612-294-6949. Throughout the week, how you can reach us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show with any questions at all for buyers, sellers, the team, the Minnesota Real Estate team. We really literally work all over Minnesota and western Wisconsin. So wherever you're picking up the show on CCO, we've got an agent, a top agent on our team that is here to help you. Scott, again, really kind of working all over Minnesota now in western Wisconsin.
Yeah, we are. And again, you know, hopefully everything you listen on the show is helpful to you. But at the end of the day, you know, we joke around a lot. But at the end of the day, we sell houses for a living. That's how we support our families. That's how we keep lights on in our house. And so no matter what your price point is, $50,000 to $5 million, we will help you. We will treat you the same. And we will get the home sold for you in the best terms.
Scott, mention again, I know you're very sad about it with your living situation. It's kind of a sad day for you, but mention your dear dog again. You are trying to find a new owner.
Yes, Starbucks, my American bully, a purebred American bully. And like Ryan Purpose said, if you go to my Facebook page, Scott Wolmering, you will see, well, probably three posts down, you'll see a posting I did with Starbucks, and she does look like me if I was a dog. But she's a sweetheart, loves kids, loves all other animals, kennel trained. You can let her out without a leash. She comes when you call her. She's just a breeze. And so if you're looking for an addition to your family, you can go ahead and reach out to me, Scott Wolmering. You can 612-294-6949. You can text information that goes to our main radio phone. And if you've got a great family or just an individual that's looking for an addition, Starbucks is a sweetheart.
Yeah, I wanted to mention too, before the end of the show, if you are looking for a fun Florida getaway, there is a condo down in Naples, Florida for rent that's rented by the week. It's open April 12th through April 30th. That is, it's a two-bath condo in North Naples, near the beach, about six blocks off the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. All the rent goes toward the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. It's a beautiful spot, a great place to get down and enjoy a little sunshine, Scott. We got a few weeks left. So if you're listening, you want to learn more about that, reach out about that condo, Scott.
And this condo is sweet. I've seen pictures of it. It's super cool. So, yeah, if you're vacationing down that way, it would be – what's the cost weekly for that?
Cost weekly is
$2,000,
which is a little bit lower than the typical amount down there. But all the money goes towards the O'Neill Foundation of Hope.
Very cool.
Yeah, again, Scott, great show today. Last thoughts?
Yeah, just last thoughts. Like I was saying, if you're a buyer and you're not selling anything, when I say plug in, call your agent today. Say, look, we need to get busy. We got about a two-week window, three-week window before this war wraps up, hopefully. And at that point, if you are an entry-level buyer, you're going to have a hard time buying a house in this market. So, again, if you're a buyer without anything to sell, plug in.
Yeah, I encourage you, again, to reach out to AJ Alberts Plumbing. If you Google them, they've got 756 Google reviews. Wow, a 4.9 rating. Simply awesome. Again, Steve Groen, AJ Alberts, doing that discount or that special today. If you reach out to them today only, no $89 trip charge. Great job today, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ryan. Always good to be here.
Yeah, always appreciate it, everybody. Again, thanks for joining us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Again, reach out if you know anyone going through a difficult time. The St. Bridget House of Hope is opening in early May. You can nominate anyone at o'neillhope.org. You can check out the pictures online. A big thanks to Ryan Perpich for coming in and dealing with us every weekend. Enjoy this Saturday, everybody. Take care.